Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, since Lum has learned that it takes about 2 months for a fractured leg to mend, he's been more unhappy than ever with his pretended broken leg. He feels guilty in accepting the kind favors of the townsfolk. He's worried that the insurance company will find out that his leg isn't really broken. And he's angered because he's prevented from courting the new schoolteacher, Miss Frederick. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum down at the Jot'em Down store, grumbling to Abner about his predicament. Listen.
I know one thing. I'm not going to sit around here for no 2 months with my leg all bandaged up and splints.
Well, if you take it off any sooner than that, Lum, folks will find out it weren't sure enough broke. Doc Miller says if it's a bad break, it takes 3 months.
Well, this ain't no bad break, then.
Well, you've been telling everybody it was.
Well, from now on, we're going to change that. Tell everybody it's just a little bitty break.
Yeah, we're going to keep on changing this story up to where folks is going to catch on that your leg ain't sure enough broke.
That's right, Aunt. Hey, Grannies, I never knowed one little story could get a body into so much trouble. The minute they heard about it, they started sympathizing with me to where now I can't tell them the truth.
Yeah, and then Squire sent that claim in for that accident insurance.
Yeah, that's the worst thing that's happened. I can't take no money from them.
No?
It'd be just the same as stealing.
Yeah.
And if I don't take it, I got to explain to them that my leg ain't broke, and then everybody will find it out.
Well, you're just going to have to keep them splints on there until it's had time to heal. Or till folks thinks it has, anyway.
Well, if I stay around on these crutches for 3 months, that Frank Foster will have Miss Fredericks and gone.
Miss Frederick?
The new school teacher.
Oh, her. Oh.
He'll have her married in that length of time. Fact is, I dreamed last night they's already married.
He did, huh?
Yeah, they stand up at the altar going through the wedding ceremony.
Well?
Granny, she was beautiful. Big bouquet of flowers in her arms. Mosquito netting hung clean down to the floor. Beautifulest sight I ever seen in my life. She sort of drifted in a big pink cloud.
Well, she's a nice-looking woman, ain't no doubt about that.
I don't know what she sees in that Frank Foster. There's the silliest one humming I ever seen in my life. Ideas of a growed man standing up at his own wedding getting married in a baseball suit.
Baseball suit?
Yes, sir. Even had his glove hung on his belt there.
The suit he wears when he plays with the Pine Ridge Pirates?
Yeah. Even had his cap turned around backwards. Well, you seen him. You were standing right there.
I was, huh?
Of course you was. Don't try to let on like you don't know nothing about it. And I heard what you said to him, too. Fine friend you turned out to be. Shaking hands with her and told her what good judgment you thought she used in picking Frank for a husband. When you knowed good and well I was in love with her myself.
Well, Lum, I never done no such a thing.
Don't try to deny it. I heard you. I ain't deef. I ought to unsolve partnerships with you is what I ought to do.
Well, don't get mad at me over it, Lum.
Don't get mad at you when you turned again me?
I thought you said you dreamed all this.
I did. I... Huh?
Don't jump on me about something that you thought up yourself.
Yeah, all right. Let it go.
On the good.
But don't let it happen again. If they do get married, mind out what you say to them.
I will.
Granny, that Frank ain't got her yet. He might think he's married to her, but that was just a dream. I'll tell him that right now. He ain't beat my time with her yet. Not by a long shot.
Well, Lum, you sit around over here talking about Frank beating your time. You ain't never let her know that you care anything about her yet. Facts is, you ain't never been with her.
Well, I can't. I've been on these crutches ever since she's been in town.
You could call her on the telephone and talk to her, couldn't you?
Oh, you know me on the telephone. Can't talk to somebody I just barely met, you might say.
Well, you talk about her all the time like you're in love with her.
I am in love with her.
Oh, you couldn't be. You ain't saw her over twice.
I guess I know when I'm in love. Love at first sight, that's what it was. Hi, Granny. If I ever get rid of these dead blame crutches, I'll show that.
Lum, Cedric coming in. Oh. Cedric.
Don't say nothing in front of him.
No.
Better go on up front and wait on him.
Yeah. Come in, Cedric. What can we do for you?
Howdy. Hey, have you fellas got any of them boxes of chocolate candy?
Boxes of chocolate?
Yes, Mom. Like you give girls.
Oh, no, we ain't, Cedric.
Going to give Clarabelle a box of candy, Cedric?
Oh, no, Mom. I'm getting it for Frank Foster.
What are you doing giving Frank Foster candy?
Well, he wants to buy it. I'm just getting it for him.
Oh.
What's he going to do with it?
Well, giving it to the new school teacher, I reckon, for I know he's going over to see her tonight. He got me to run the filling station for him.
I just happened to think, Abner, we've got some boxes of chocolates back there.
What?
Come here.
Huh?
Don't you recollect them boxes of Christmas chocolates we had left over?
Oh, well, they're all melted and run together, Long.
I know it. Well, get one of them for him.
Why, you don't want to give her something like that.
I don't. I want Frank to give them to her. She'll take one look at them and throw them right in his face.
Oh.
Yeah, Abner will get you a box, Cedric.
Okay. Better get them then, Mr. Abner.
Yeah, I'll get them, Cedric.
How's your leg getting along, Mr. Lum?
Oh, it's getting along all right, I reckon, Cedric.
But just whereabouts was it you broke it?
Oh, different places. Right here, I believe it was, Cedric. Right about there. Just below the knee.
Well, Mose Moot said you told him just above the knee.
Well, you know that, Mose. He's high on everything. Even raised the price of haircuts down there at his barber shop.
Here you are, Cedric.
Well, oh, good. How much to owe you?
Well, it was a dollar, but I don't know.
Quarter's enough, Abner. Make my friend Frank a special price.
Oh, a quarter then, Cedric.
Let's see. Yes, Mom, here it is right here.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. And come back again.
Yes, Mom, I will. Well, so long.
That's so long.
Yeah, so long, Cedric. Come back again.
I told him that, Mom.
Yeah, that's right. Dad, blame that Frank Foster.
Well, why don't you do something about it instead of sitting around here complaining about him all the time?
Well, what can I do? He's going over to see her tonight.
Yeah, let's see. Well, why don't you get him to have a meeting of the school board tonight, Lum, and make her attend it? That'd get her away from him.
Meeting of the... Hey, Granny's, wait a minute there, Abner. I believe you've got a idea.
Well, good for me.
Sure, that's what I can do. That'll bust it up.
And then you can walk home with her from the meeting.
Yeah, take her over there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Granny's, wait a minute, though. What can we have a meeting about?
Huh?
Got to have some reason to call a special meeting that way.
I know.
I got that card from the county superintendent this morning. He thought I was still president of the school board. Wanted us to dismiss school tomorrow so as all the county teachers could meet in there together.
Well, I thought you said you was again that, though. Said this morning you weren't even going to mention it to the board.
Well, I am again it, but we can have a meeting and discuss it, can't we?
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good idea. I'll call Ezra Seastrunk right now. If you'll help me to my feet here.
Yeah, give me a hand.
Yes, sir, that'll do it. Mr. Foster's going to have to get up awful early in the morning to get ahead of me. I'll tell him that right now.
Well, now, don't get with her tonight and get so bashful to where you can't say nothing.
Bashful? You just wait and see. I might go so first to ask her to marry me.
Oh,
can you tell?
Sure.
Hello, Ezra.
Bashfully.
This is Lum Eddard.
Gosh, I talked to the girl.
Oh, I believe it's better, Ezra.
But Lump comes up in his throat.
Why, I called you up. I got a card this morning from the county superintendent. Wants us to dismiss school tomorrow so all the teachers can meet in there at the county seat with him and have a meeting.
Kind of twist and squirm.
Well, I figured we'd better have a special meeting of the board tonight and decide about it. And have Miss Fredericks there. Get her opinion.
In love, he can't hardly see.
Yeah. Well, you talk to Squire and you can let me know. Anytime you and Squire decides on suits me. All right, Ezra. Oh, not at all, not at all. Goodbye.
All right, doggies, now you're in there fighting.
Yes, sir. They shall show that Frank Foster a thing or two. I can talk him out of that dismissing the school tomorrow, but... Or wait a minute, though, Abner. Maybe I'm for that.
For it?
Yeah, I just happened to think of something else here. Yeah, I might decide to go to that meeting in there at the county seat myself. Get Cedric to drive me and her in there in his car. We could sit in the back seat and ride together.
Oh, no.
Be with her all day that way.
Why, sure. Yeah, that's a thing to do.
Yes, sir, I'm for it. I know I am now.
Good for you.
Might even take her to the picture show tomorrow night.
That's a time.
Wait till that Frank Foster hears about this. It's good enough for him. Anybody would try to get married in a baseball suit or... Nothing. Let him go. It's his business.
Oh, yeah. Let Frank go.
That's our ring, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ezra calling back, I reckon. Go ahead and answer.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Ask him what time the meeting is.
Hello? Jot him down, store. Oh, yeah, he's here, Ezra. What time is the meeting? I'll tell him for you, and then he won't have to get up with that broke leg,
oh,
you know.
Oh, no, I don't have to get up.
Huh?
Wore to a frazzle.
Oh, just a minute.
Wore to a frazzle.
No, he wants to know if you're in favor of dismissing school tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Tell him I'm in favor of it, 100%.
Yeah, he's for it, is he? Uh-huh. Oh.
Take her to the picture show.
Oh.
Cereal's on Friday night.
Oh, he is? Yeah, all right. Yeah, I'll tell him. All right, goodbye.
What time?
Why, he said Squire couldn't come to no meeting tonight, Lum, but they was both in favor of dismissing school so that Miss Frederick can go in there to the meeting. So he said if you was for it, too, why, they'd just go ahead and decide on it.
Well, that's the reason I was calling the meeting. Granny's, I'll be dead blamed. Well, I'll be with her all day tomorrow anyway.
Well, he said they'd made arrangements for a way to her to get in there, too.
A way for her to get in there?
Yeah. Somebody's going to take her.
Who?
Frank Foster.